You are listening to the Thunderbolt on Free Radio Olympia, 91.9 FM, where we are proud to announce that we will be airing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth every single week. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee!
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Ah, you cursed rat! Look what you've done! I'm melting! Oh, what a world!
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
Oh my God! They've killed Kenny! You bastards!
No more ignoring the law when it is inconvenient. That is not who we are.
Rarely is the question asked, how is our children learning?
As president, I'm going to make sure that this financial rescue plan helps stop foreclosures and protects your money instead of protecting CEOs and enriching CEOs.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
This is the Thunderbolt for December 3rd, 2021. I'm replaying a show from back in the Obama days that originally aired on October 7th of 2016. Enjoy! Ha There has been much commentary on the interweb lately about the many ironies involved in the fact that in a few years, they will be putting Harriet Tubman's face on the $20 bill.
Da liegt's wieder auf dem Küchentisch. Es sind kein Bulle, aber auch kein Fisch. Schaust du es an, plötzlich weißt du, das sind Kugeln. Ah, da gruselt jedes Kind.
One of these ironies consists of the fact that this was the very same coinage that was used to purchase Ms. Tubman and all of her relatives. Putting an ex-slave's face on the currency of the slave master is not the only irony here. The current face of the $20 bill,
Im Sommer schwimmt's im Swim,
Andrew Jackson,
wach auf und hast das Zeug im Maul, im Winter spiegelt's gefroren aus dem Schnee,
was a slave owner.
Das tut weh.
And Mr. Jackson will still have his face on the back of that very same $20 bill that Miss Tubman's face is going to be on the front of.
Schleichst dich am Küchentisch. Siehst kein Bulle und auch kein Fisch. Und auch kein Kuttler, aber auf dem Buffet steht eine riesengroße Schüssel mit Spinat.
The slave and the slave master finally come together on one of America's most infamous symbols. And with the slave British, occupying the more prestigious position than the slave master, who was an ex-president, no less. I wonder if anyone has checked either of their respective graves yet to see if there are any discernible rolling motions. Who says we aren't making progress? Ah, yes, here we are. It is the Thunderbolt for October 7th, 2016. So while there are occasional exceptions, generally, I find the words of virtually all politicians to be useless lies, and I have no desire to hear anything that virtually any of them may have to say. So in that context, while I also very rarely promote commercial products here in the Thunderbolt, I must say that I am greatly assisted by Bose speakers in my never-ending efforts to ignore the words of politicians. In addition to speaker components that are tiny yet have truly awesome sound, Bose speakers are also the easiest to mute speakers on the market. And I am especially fond of this feature whenever Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, or Donald Trump suddenly appears on my computer screen saying things. For instance, I was away from my mute button just now when Barack Obama came on, and I was forced to listen to him say this. I have not heard a single persuasive argument for not passing the TPP. But then, I cut him off in mid-word. And FYI, Lawrence Tribe, the legendary Harvard law professor and a man that Barack Obama has referred to as his mentor, is one of hundreds of scholars and experts who have signed a lengthy and detailed letter delineating the numerous reasons why the TPP represents a clear and present danger for the future of humanity. So I must confess, they don't actually use those words. And
why don't we kick the rhythm till party's done?
And I am encapsulating and exaggerating. But that was the gist of their message. But anyway, Bose speakers have this handy little remote volume wheel that has the easiest to use mute button that I've ever employed. And I derive great personal pleasure in the ability to cut off our liar in chief in mid-word. And while we're promoting commercial products on the Thunderbolt, Apple will soon release the iPhone 7. Yippee! Now, the main problem that most people seem to have with the iPhone 7 is that there will be no standard headphone jack, and users will be thus forced to either purchase an adapter or go Bluetooth. Now, I also have some problems with the iPhone 7, but I'm afraid that the lack of a headphone jack is rather low amongst those concerns. For instance, one of my problems with the iPhone 7 is that the raw materials for the iPhone 7 are mined by Congolese child slaves. Here is another problem I have with the iPhone 7. Those raw materials are then shipped to China, where they are converted into iPhones by indentured workers who live in such horrendous slave-like conditions that hundreds of them have jumped to their deaths from the top of the factory walls in order to escape. And here is yet another problem I have with the iPhone 7. after the Chinese slaves who did not kill themselves finish assembling your iPhone 7. It is then shipped from China to the United States, where it is sold to you by a retail employee who is paid so little that he or she qualifies for public assistance, even as his or her employer makes more money in a couple of hours than that worker does in an entire year. Other than that, though, I also think that it sucks the iPhone 7 does not have a headphone jack. So Bernie Sanders has just announced the formation of a new, quote, progressive organization that is to be called Our Revolution. Since that is exactly what I very strongly recommended that Mr. Sanders do at this point, I was thrilled when I heard about this, until I learned that 8 high-level members of the staff for Bernie's organization, or over half of them, quit when the longtime political operative Jeff Weaver was announced as the head of Our Revolution. Now, Jeff Weaver was the campaign director during Bernie Sanders' presidential run. All of these staffers worked on the campaign, and they had evidently moved over to Our Revolution, based partly upon the promise that Jeff Weaver would not be involved in Our Revolution, or that at most, his role would be strictly token. Then, Mr. Weaver chartered Our Revolution as a 501c4, a designation that the staffers correctly maintains hamstrings Our Revolution as far as supporting down-ballot campaigns is concerned. But it is a designation that allows billionaires to make secret off-the-books donations. In addition, since federal office holders are prohibited from participating in 501c4 organizations, then Bernie himself will need to keep his distance from Our Revolution. Evidently, it is no longer his revolution. Then, it was announced that Jeff Weaver would be managing Our Revolution, which resulted in the mass defection amongst the high-level staff. So here's a quote from Claire Sandberg, one of the staffers who left Our Revolution. Jeff Weaver wanted to take the organization down this path of accepting billionaire money, and specifically had chosen a legal structure for the organization that had already prevented us from doing effective organizing for candidates like Tim Canova, who has talked about how we have left him hanging, which is true. As a group was formed as a C4, we legally could not coordinate with Canova, could not return his calls, could not mobilize thousands of Bernie supporters locally in Miami or across the country to participate in his field operation, because we could not talk to him. So, gee, why would Bernie Sanders set up an organization that seems purposely designed to be unable to do what he said he wanted to do, yet seems designed purposely to do exactly what he said he is against doing? Could Could he be a shadow puppet for the machine? There is a school of thought that believes seriously reducing the number of humans on our planet could effectively solve the climate crisis. In response, I would point out that if 3 billion people with a B were to suddenly disappear from the third world, it would have virtually no effect upon overall climate emissions. However, if every single one of the 300 million with an M Americans on the planet were to suddenly disappear, and 300 million represents 1/10 of 3 billion, by the way, then that would result in a major reduction in overall climate emissions. So that means we don't have too many people. That means we just got the wrong kind of people. It was recently revealed that ExxonMobil has known about impending climate change and sea level rise ever since the 1970s. And since the 70s, in fact, ExxonMobil has been building all of their shipping and refining facilities with imminent sea level rise in mind. However, in order to protect their profits and their business model, ExxonMobil not only did not bother to warn us about the coming catastrophe, but they spent tens of millions of dollars lying to us about it and trying to convince us that it was all just a bunch of hooey. And as a result of ExxonMobil's actions and subsequent cover-up, our civilization is now like a runaway train without any brakes that is heading down a mountainside toward a bridge that is no longer there. Thanks to ExxonMobil, there are going to soon be several billion people with a B, mostly the poorest and the most vulnerable, who had nothing to do with creating this impending disaster. It will be they who will be paying the most serious price for ExxonMobil's greed and ExxonMobil's deceptions. What makes this truly maddening is that all of it is completely unnecessary. We have the technology and the know-how right now to convert this Earth into a paradise with plenty of everything for everyone. It's just that if everyone started generating their own electricity from locally owned public solar arrays, and if everyone is growing their own vegetables, and if everyone started buying their eggs from their neighbors, and if everyone started manufacturing their own biodiesel out of their own waste in their own backyards, then the machine can't control and manipulate every aspect of our private lives. Which is exactly why they have been so violently resisting doing these doable and necessary measures for so long. That is just sick. All right. So now you need to contain your excitement, Thunderbolt fans, for it's time to rocket Rexall and roll at the bowling alley. The toothless old grandpa is in the wings, waiting to take us away. Hey there, Grandpa. So you took a couple of weeks off. I guess you've been enjoying all this fine weather we've been having, eh? Well, truth be told, son, the only thing I've had to complain about lately is that there's nothing to complain about. Yeah, I can see how that might get you limited amounts of sympathy there, Grandpa. Well, I can console myself with the knowledge that winter will soon return, and I will again have something to complain about. And in the meanwhile, I can comfort myself with the knowledge that every silver lining is always attached to a dark cloud. I see. So you are an optimist. I'm very glad to hear that. So what kind of high wattage insanity do you have for us for your Thunderbolt this week, Grandpa? Well, while it is possible to make substantial and credible criticisms of Barack Obama, consider that the central talking points of the right-wingers during both of Obama's elections were that he's a Muslim, he was born in Kenya, and he's a socialist. Well, actually, Mr. Obama is a Christian, he was born in Hawaii, and he is a fascist, which is pretty much the opposite of a socialist. And as to the fact that Barack Obama is utterly corrupt, that Barack Obama is a mass murderer, and that Barack Obama is a wholly owned subsidiary of Goldman Sachs, evidently,
when your enemy starts to attack,
all of that
you have to move quicker.
Was not
strike him first
on the Republicans' table.
You ought to mention that when a sword fighter is in action, he has to learn to banish all fear.
So tell me, why did the Republicans always focus almost solely?
When your enemy starts to attack, you have to move quicker and strike him first.
Upon the pure BS.
You ought to mention that when a sword fighter is in action, he has to learn to banish all fear. Banish all fear.
Whilst completely ignoring Barack Obama's true vulnerabilities. So here is a conjecture. Could it be that the Republicans knew that after the George Bush disaster, that no Republican would ever be able to get elected to the presidency in that election, and that the word had come down from above? I find myself wondering if some whispers got passed around concerning the fact that Barack Obama was Goldman Sachs' designated house boy. And so the Republicans clandestinely played a ball, so to speak, by leveling only baseless and insupportable charges against Barack Obama.
Banish all fear.
Now these days, the airwaves are full of people.
Banish all fear.
On both sides of the political spectrum, denouncing Donald Trump and endlessly detailing.
Banish all fear.
What a crazy, demagogic, shady, lying, corrupt piece of crap that he is in general,
at what a total nutcase he is.
Banish all fear.
In particular, several prominent Republicans and the Koch brothers are all lining up behind Hillary Clinton. Could it be that Goldman Sachs knows that we are onto their game and that they want to make absolutely sure that no insurgent candidates make any trouble for them?
When your enemy starts to attack, you have to move quicker. Strike him first.
During this upcoming election. And that they want to absolutely assure that their tool will be occupying the White House next year.
Sorry, buddy. The main thing is speed.
You ought to mention that when a sword fighter is in action, he has to learn to banish all fear.
And so the Republicans dutifully pick probably one of the only politicians in this entire country that Hillary Clinton can actually beat in the next election. It's a conspiracy, I tell you.
I believe you, Grandpa. It's time to take a quick station break now. Thunderbolt, back in just a minute. That's a promise, not a threat. The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt.
There are Christians, and then there are Christians. Now, some Christians use the example of Jesus' life as a role model for their own lives. Amongst this type of Christian are several of the greatest people who have ever lived, and on the personal level, several of my favorite people that I have ever known. There's a large body of Christians who profess Christianity in order to fit into their social milieu. Many of them don't really take their professed religion very seriously, and it often does not play much role in their personal lives. Now, this flavor of Christian is mostly harmless, though they do tend to close their eyes to lots of nasty things, but otherwise I don't really have much to say about them. Then there are religious people in general, and Christians in particular, who use the framework of organized religion in order to form and justify a wide variety of violent, oppressive, and murderous psychopathologies. And amongst these type of Christians are the most dangerous people in the world.
A cowboy came from out of the west with his snakeskin boots and his bulletproof vest. Gang of goons and his big war chest. Fortunate son, he was doubly blessed. Corporate cronies and the chiefs of staff bowing to the image of the golden calf. Starting up wars in the name of God's son. Gonna blow us all the way to kingdom come. Man of God, man of God. That ain't the teachings of a man of God. Man of God, man of God. That ain't the preachings of a man of God. Coalition of the fearful and the judgmental. Patricians, politicians, and the fundamentalists. You never have to tell them how the money's spent. You never have to tell them where their freedom went. Homophobes in the high command, waiting for the rapture like it's Disneyland. Hide all the bodies from out of view, channel all the treasure to the chosen few. Man of God, man of God, that ain't the teachings of a man of God.
Speaking of dangerous Christians, please allow me now to introduce you to Pat Robertson. First of all, Pat Robertson's personal wealth is estimated to be somewhere between $400 million and $1 billion. And the only way you make that kind of money is to either be a celebrity, a sports star, or to do lots of thoroughly nasty stuff.
Since much of his income is tax-free, it is harder to decipher the personal finances of Pat Robertson than it is with many others, but much is clear, and it is mind-blowing. So first, let me provide you a great encapsulation of Pat Robertson when a caller to his 700 Club asked Mr. Robertson about Christian investment opportunities that do not enrich companies that make such things as condoms or birth control pills. Basically, the caller was inquiring as to biblically approved mutual funds. And Mr. Robertson's advice? Oil pipelines. And yes, here is an example of Mr. Robertson's divine investment advice. Right now, they have gone down a bit in value in price. And that means that there is tremendous good entry point right now into what are called master limited partnerships. And they are not flowing condoms through those pipelines. And don't worry about them giving out abortion pills. No, they're putting out oil and gas through those pipelines, and they give you a guaranteed stream of income. Yep, master limited partnerships. Just look at the record of what they do. In my opinion, that is the best investment that is available for the average person today. Now, these are utilities, and they are handling something that everybody wants.
i.e. oil and gas. And thus advises the Lord concerning your investment portfolio. However, an even better encapsulation of Pat Robertson can be found in Central Africa, where Mr. Robertson is the king of blood diamonds. Yes, during the 1990s, Pat Robertson was involved in business ventures with Mobutu Sese Seko, the former murdering corrupt dictator of Zaire, now known as the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Mobutu granted Robertson diamond mining rights in Zaire in the early 1990s, and Mr. Robertson took full advantage of the slave labor used to mine his diamonds. And not only that, Mr. Robertson used airplanes that were owned by his relief organization, Operation Blessing, to ferry his illicit, illegal, and thoroughly blood-soaked cargo of precious stones all over the planet. That's still not all. Mr. Robertson also entered into gold mining deals, complete with child soldiers and mass murder, with the infamous Charles Taylor of Liberia. And Mr. Taylor is currently being tried for war crimes in The Hague. Mr. Robertson then vigorously defended Charles Taylor in public.
Can you hear me now?
When Mr. Taylor's mass murdering ways finally got him into legal trouble. Concerning Mr. Robertson using Operation Blessing airplanes to ferry blood diamonds, according to an article in The Nation, the Virginia Department of Consumer Affairs conducted a lengthy investigation in 1999. And this investigation recommended an indictment of Pat Robertson. This investigation said that Robertson, quote, willfully induced contributions from the public through the use of misleading statements and other implications, end quote. However, Virginia's Attorney General at the time, a Republican named Mark Early, declined to indict Robertson. He said that he had decided not to indict Mr. Robertson because, in addition to ferrying blood diamonds and diamond mining equipment, Operation Blessing's airplanes also did ferry some humanitarian aid every great once in a while.
Baby, you just go to my...
And thus, Mr. Early determined that Robertson's statements about Operation Blessing had not been misleading. Anyone familiar with how things actually work would instinctively smell a rat. That is because there usually is a rat. It turns out
that Mark Early and Fat Robertson are longtime personal friends.
Correct that rib.
Another amazing coincidence, it turns out that Mark Early's largest campaign contribution to date, $35,000, came from Pat Robertson's PAC. Now, Early claimed that the fact that Pat Robertson was both his longtime personal friend and that Pat Robertson was by far his largest campaign contributor had absolutely nothing to do with his decision not to indict Mr. Robertson.
Correct that rip.
And that therefore, there had been no reason for Mr. Early to recuse himself.
When I promise.
Pat Robertson is also the man who founded the Christian Coalition, which is an organization that wields immense political power.
Shake it up. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it.
The Christian Coalition is more responsible than any other single entity for the extreme rightward lurch of the Republican Party on both social and economic issues.
You must whip it.
The fact that a man such as Pat Robertson is not only not in prison, but that he is still a respected religious leader, and the fact that millions of people literally give millions of dollars to this monster every year is literally insane. I'm sorry, but those ain't the teachings of a man of God. Ooh. Well, I guess that's all she wrote. This is Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. Thank you.
Sinister Minister and New South Africa from Bela Fleck. The views expressed in this program are mine and not necessarily this radio station's. And
if you want to get involved in activism in Thurston County, you need to sign up for The Thunderbolt, your weekly email guide to everything activism in Olympia. Just send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. That's Dana, D-A-N-A, 98501, downtown Olympia zip code, @gmail.com. Put sign up for the Thunderbolt in the subject line. Help us come save the world, kids.